81. The city has given her the flu. The city is deemed to be a place full of wonders and opportunities. Many farmers and workers from the countryside even take the chance to live and work there. Bethel does not like to stay at the countryside anymore. Everything seems the same every day. Unfortunately, trips to the city are only for emergencies. One night, Bethel learns that her cousin who got sick is sent to the hospital in the city. Seeing it as a chance to get out, she pretends to be sick too. Her parents are concerned and take her to the city hospital. Passing through the city, Bethel truly enjoys the sights of tall buildings and magnificent skyscrapers. She embraces everything she gets to see. But when they arrived, her throat seems itchy, and she feels dizzy. The city has given her the flu. 82. Superstar. Nelia is a superstar. She has starred in a couple of shows and numerous television series. Her fans love her, and she appreciates them. Her fans and co-workers adore her for her excellent acting skills and supreme talent. However, she is also praised for her sophistication and eye for cleanliness. She never leaves her workplace or bunker untidy. With her elevating popularity, Nelia wants to take a break. She checks into a high-class hotel. The receptionist has his back turned, so she rings the bell. When the receptionist faces Nelia, he is picking his nose. Utterly disgusted, Nelia calls for the supervisor. The head receptionist arrives, and Nelia exclaims, "You teach your staff good front desk manners." After this outburst, Nelia turns around and walks away. The receptionist is in shock. He's a fan of Nelia. 83. I can't get any good job. Carl graduated from their community college 4 years ago. He has an education degree and can apply to a school. However, he prefers not to. He's currently working part-time in a convenience store. He works 4 hours in the morning. In the afternoon, he goes home to watch television and sleep. He gives all his salary to his mother. He's still living with her. However, his salary is not enough to pay for their house and food. His mother has to work full-time as an assistant in the city library. When Carl receives an invitation to their college reunion, he declines. He says he doesn't have money for that. His friends tell him to apply for a better job and help his mother. But Carl just says, "The economy is currently bad. I can't get any good job." 84. Minneapolis. Minneapolis has the best and tightest airport security. Its guards and inspectors are the finest in the country. They are deemed to be the most competent and most trustworthy people in the workforce. When passengers arrive in this airport, they feel comfortable and safe with these honest officers. Jill, a blogger, visits Minneapolis for the first time. She arrives in the airport, and she is surprised by the strict yet friendly treatment of the officers. A group of local police officers suddenly approaches. She is in the process of bag inspection, and she feels nervous all of a sudden. The police officer gets near the guard who is inspecting her bags. The guard is stopped and checked. The police officer finds a small smidge of powdered drug hidden on his ring. Jill, on the other hand, has a new topic for her blog. 85. Minneapolis. It's 4 a.m. and he hasn't packed yet. His flight is 6 a.m. He's obviously going to be late for it, but he tries anyway. He opens his closet and dumps the first clothes he sees in his baggage. He goes to his bathroom and packs his toothbrush, medicines, and facial wash. Lastly, he goes to the kitchen and grabs his favorite snacks. He hurriedly rides a taxi and tells the driver to drive fast. When he arrives at the airport, it's already 5:30 a.m. Finally, he's at the airport security. He tells them he's in a hurry. The guard looks at him suspiciously, but he doesn't notice. He's too anxious to catch his flight. The guard calls to him, points at the monitor, and asks why he has a knife in his baggage. He doesn't know why. He must have dropped it in his baggage along with his snacks. 86. This is still better than not seeing him every day. Chrysella loves her boyfriend Edward very much. She has butterflies in her stomach every time she thinks about him. The day is not complete without seeing him. Edward is the only person who makes her feel that way. Edward seems to feel the same way. So, they decide to live together. Chrysella is excited. She can imagine them sharing breakfasts together and cuddling every night. Her dream with Edward is finally coming true. They have everything transferred and unpacked in their new apartment. They enjoy their first week together. But as time soon passes, Chrysella discovers Edward's nasty snoring. She can't sleep at night. Edward also can't cook, so she is left with all the household work. Chrysella is beginning to think living together is a mistake. But she tells herself, this is still better than not seeing him every day. 87. Post office. The phone has finally rung. Missy has been trying to contact the postal office since this morning. She thinks they are incredibly busy. The customer support picks the phone up and asks what he can do for her. She says she hasn't received the package she's supposed to have yesterday. She discovers that there has been confusion at the post office due to the large number of consumers. Missy is slightly annoyed. However, she politely asks for USPS redelivery. The man on the other end of the line tells her that it can be done. She can expect the package to come on Friday. Missy will have to wait for another 3 days. She sighs. 3 days after, her package still hasn't been delivered. It's when Missy truly gets angry. 88. Post office. The post office is incredibly busy. It's a holiday. They are receiving more delivery and re-delivery requests than usual. To make matters worse, their 5 delivery men decide to hold a strike and boycott work. They have to find someone to replace them. The manager says it's impossible to hire new workers right away. They decide to pull 2 people from customer support and 2 from the technical staff to manage the deliveries for the meantime. However, the new delivery men often get lost and a lot of packages are delivered wrongly. All the staff is panicking. A lot of customers are already complaining. The manager wonders if they'll be facing closure soon. He sighs as he wonders how their delivery men dared leave them at the busiest time of the year. 89. Post office. Last year, the USPS got a new manager. He is strict and most of the employees secretly hate him. Perhaps, the people who hate him the most are the 5 delivery men. Mike, Jess, Norman, Jay, and Cool have worked on the postal office for 3-6 years. However, they have never been under such strict management. They get reprimanded even if they're only a minute late in their delivery. They also get a warning when they miss a package and have to re-deliver it. Last month, they had not received their payment on time. When they raised this concern with the manager, he simply said that they have no right to complain as they rarely worked during that month. Fed up with the new management, the five delivery men decide to boycott work this holiday. 90. Post office. Jess is walking home one afternoon when he's almost hit by a motorcycle. He's so shocked that he trips up. The motorcycle stops and the driver comes closer to him. He's about to say sorry. However, he shouts Jess' name instead, Jess. Where have you been? Come back to the post office. We're a mess, man. I have to re-deliver so many packages that I don't know where to start. Jess recognizes the man as Gatto, one of their technical staff. He's curious why he's doing the delivery himself, but does not ask. Gatto adds, "Are you sure you want to quit your job? It's hard to find work nowadays, man. You'll regret it when you have nothing more to eat." Jess knows this. However, his pride will never allow him to go back to USPS. He'd rather starve.